out fun, I don't think stomp clap becomes as big of a cultural trend in the 2010s as it was. So I'm going to let him be grandfathered in. And thankfully, there wasn't too much stomp clap for me to lose my breakfast bagel. It's in moderation, folks. Like nostalgia, you can't have too much stomp clap in your tracks. I think it's another 20 years before we look upon that favorably. We also heard music from Rebecca Sichon with Nothing. We had Arez Zobari with Banks of the River. Claro, Sexy to Someone. Frank Ocean, Pink and White. Now that's a 2010s throwback if I've ever heard one. And we kicked off that music block with Corinne Bailey Rae's All Time, just feel good track. Put your records on. It's starting to feel like spring, so we've got some music to reflect that, including our next track, which is a cover of a band that I will not play on this program because I think two of the members believe some, I'm not going to say questionable things. I can think questionable things. Let's just say we have very different political opinions on one of the marquee issues of our time. So instead, I'll play a great cover by a Canadian act. This is Fifth Project with a cover of Burn the Witch by Band Redacted. You can look it up yourself. It's not hard to find. This is going to kick off hour two of our Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We're going to get into the nitty gritty here. But first, you just heard the Pixies, Where Is My Mind? Prior to that, we had Nirvana in Bloom. And we kicked off that quick little three pack of songs with Fifth Project's cover of Burn the Witch. Okay. I need to go off. So humor me. I'm not going to do this all in one chunk. I'm going to actually play music on this music show. But last Friday night, midnight, or sometime thereafter, the United States, they strike again. Another cowardly sucker punch after midnight, after the markets close, after the news is done for the week. And this time, it's on Iran, which, if you have any knowledge of like global geopolitics, let alone obviously the regional politics of the Middle East, you will very cogently understand that attacking Iran up until like this year, honestly, was considered something akin to national suicide. A terrible idea, something that would destroy an empire and possibly destroy the world. But because this is an administration run by an aging senile pedophile and his lush Secretary of Defense, Secretary of War, let me use the proper verbiage for Pete Ironcross Hegseth's liking, launching missiles, killing the Iranian Supreme Leader, and you can believe whatever you want to believe about the Iranian regime. That is your right. Far be it from me to talk over diaspora voices. However, you must concede, you have to understand that the United States, and not just the United States as it is currently assembled, run by, once again, an 80-year-old man whose name was in the Epstein files 1 million times. 1 million times! That cannot be the arbiter of morality and justice. This is a crook. This is a criminal administration. Literally everything the Trump administration has done, both term one and term two, is solely to line their own pockets. These are people that are raiding and pillaging the world for absolutely nothing. And this is the most egregious, dangerous, deadly violation that is going to get hundreds of thousands of people killed in the Middle East and across the world. And if things spiral, as they are very, very wont to do, given that two of the three major players in this conflict are completely irrational and immoral actors in the United States and Israel, it's very possible that this could get bad. Really, world-endingly bad. There are nuclear weapons on the table in all three nations, and two of those three nations are run by insane criminals. So it's been a stressful week. It has. The invasion has not gone well. It has gone about as poorly as it can go. The United States is quite literally wasting billions of dollars every single day to defend Israel, and it seems like if you ask them, the reason why they went to war is because Netanyahu told them to, which is also obviously raising a lot more questions about the global order of things. The United States has been wasting these Predator drones bombing paintings on the ground. That was a really fun reveal this week. Iranian artists quite literally just painted pictures of helicopters and jets. The United States dropped bombs on them, assumed that they had crippled the Iranian Air Force, and then realized much later, after the fact, that these were just elaborate paintings. They are quite literally falling prey to Looney Tunes-style tactics. And that does not surprise me because, once again, the people running this country, and especially the people running this illegal criminal war, a war that in our grandparents' generation would see everybody involved with it answering before The Hague, it is run by the dumbest, most cruel, most senile, most absolutely disgusting, Me Too targets, let's say, to have ever existed. And I think the only, and I'll, Mark Carney, obviously infuriating, saying, well, we haven't ruled out military action. If any other country puts boots on the ground in this conflict, I'm sorry, their leader should never be allowed in polite society ever again. Maybe that's extreme, but we are witnessing the most cogent threat to humanity since the Cuban Missile Crisis And the people at the negotiating table, the people holding the nuclear football with their big fat fingers on the button, are Donald Trump, criminal, Benjamin Netanyahu, war criminal, Pete Hegseth, domestic violence, several accusations of sexual assault, and of course sexual harassment, fired from Fox News of all places. These are the people that could very well dictate the future of humanity. So have a long, hard look in the mirror. And if you're the praying kind, maybe pray. If you're the action kind, do what you see fit. Because we are really, truly in unprecedented times. And you have to wonder what in the world happened to get us to the point where these people hold our lives in their disgusting, filthy hands. Food for thought. Food for thought. Okay, next track, fittingly called Broken by Kai Voltage on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call. Broken glass.
You shape everything's coming with you. Saw the light of my spirit descend the other day. I was standing by the bus stop on Northeast 33rd when I got the word I will be made a new creature one bright day. I don't have to be afraid. Speed that day on its way. And you can't tell me what my spirit tells me isn't true. Can you? Woke up on lockdown one more time. My visions won't ever learn. But I see the light that much clearer every time I return. Forge my armor in the old fire. My spirit sings loud and clear. Even in here. Be reborn someday, someday. If I wait long enough, I don't have to be afraid. I don't wanna be afraid. And you can't tell me what my spirit tells me isn't true. Can you? Year of a memory, bring back to me a voices from yesterday, a voices for me. Bring back the laughter that echoes in my ear, and bring back the times that I had no fear, no fear. The white snow so beautiful, oh so so cold. I see the wilt of flowers, cause I ain't seen one for so long. I'm looking for sunshine, cloudy days. I'm looking for someone, but this crowd's too darn big. And year of my memory, bring back to me the time in a picture book, the time when I'm happy. Won't you bring back to me a picture of sunshine,
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound-shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe. Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Hey everyone, it's Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
We're back. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, ostensibly kind of a spring-inspired playlist for today. And although he is obviously a problematic and challenging figure, when I do think of springy music, I do think of The Smiths and this charming man, probably the least overwrought and annoying Morrissey has sounded on a record, and you know, that is no small accomplishment. We also heard from Stonehawker with Year of My Memory, TV Girl with The Blonde. We had the Mountain Goats with White Cedar off their 2012 release, Transcendental Youth. We heard from H.H. Torrey with Wishing Well, Thunder with Escape _ Erase. And we kicked off that music block with Kai Voltage and Broken because, well, the world is broken. The world really, truly is broken around us. And it seems like nobody knows how to fix it. And that becomes the existential quandary for today, as I'm sure, well, I mean, already this week, things have intensified. We watched the most populous city in Iran, which is Tehran, also has a population density that exceeds that of New York City, both in terms of the number of people there and, of course, how closely packed they are. So watching Tehran get bombed was a very demoralizing and horrifying experience. And I can only hope that there is some form of divine intervention coming on the way. Now stay with me for a moment here. Cast your mind back over 6 years now to early 2020. I'm talking like on the cusp of COVID. I'm not sure if you recall, there was an incident where Iran shot down a commercial liner, killed, I think, like 250 people. In fact, there was a connection to Queen's University as part of that tragedy. And it really, truly felt like the world was on the brink of the Third World War. And then, well, not that this was a good thing, but COVID kind of shifted everybody's attention, but also, like, what was actually possible in terms of, you know, you couldn't move 50,000 soldiers to the Middle East in the midst of what was an ongoing epidemic. And it seemed like, oh, okay, the toothpaste may not be back in the tube, but at least it's not on the toothbrush. You know, it seems like we're going to avoid what would be, once again, an apocalyptic scenario. And me, at the time, 2020, all of 25 years old, I thought, ah, whew, dodge that bullet. We got close, but I'll never have to worry about a war with Iran in my lifetime. You sweet, stupid summer child. How could I know? How could I know that not only would Donald Trump be back in power, but Israel, which had already been doing problematic things in the region, would only grow more vicious and explicit in its regional goals. And that brings us to today. And I do want to make something clear. This is not solely Israel's war, because that would remove the autonomy from the United States and make it seem like, oh, you know, we're just helpless victims. We were tricked into this. We were duped into this. We were dragged into this, whatever excuse you want to give. No, the United States was very ready to rise and meet this moment. And in fact, in decades prior, one of the common litmus tests for, you know, how serious a politician you are is, and this is, you can look at Hillary Clinton saying this in 2008, promising to wage war on Iran, even if you were never actually going to do so. And that brings me to our leader here in Canada. You know, I'm not just going to trash American leadership, although it's fun and, you know, justifiable to do so. Mark Carney, ostensibly the Liberal Prime Minister. I think he's, what, one seat away from a Liberal majority as well. And he has said that, well, we're not going to rule out military action in Iran, even though there is no reason for this conflict. And I want to compare and contrast to another Liberal Prime Minister from my lifetime when I was 8 or 9 years old, which is Jean Chrétien. And you can say what you will about Jean Chrétien, certainly not a perfect person, nor a perfect politician, another immensely corrupt figure. But at least his corruption was on a smaller scale, mostly related to, you know, trying to prevent Quebec from separating. So Canadian unification, federalism versus Quebec sovereignty and nationalism. But Jean Chrétien, at the height of the global war on terror, did not pledge and followed through on this, did not want Canadian troops to take part in that illegal, botched invasion of Iraq. And that is an extremely courageous thing that he did at a time when other leaders were being pressured, ostracized, criticized, and threatened into doing so. And you flash forward 23 years, and we have a Canadian prime minister who just weeks prior said, well, the old global order is dead. It's all about the middle powers now. Who is happily, seemingly, going along with this war, which has even less justification than the Iraq war. They didn't even bother trying to lie to get us into this one. They just said, well, the president had a feeling. Or, depending on who you ask, Republican politicians will say, well, yeah, you know, we knew Israel was going to attack them, so we had to join in. That is the justification that has been given for, once again, the second time in 3 months, taking the leader of a foreign country out of the picture. They kidnapped Maduro. They killed Ali Khamenei for no reason. The response shouldn't be, well, we won't rule out military action. The response should be, do you have eyes? Do you have ears? Do you see? Do you hear what is going on? No. No. But of course, you cannot expect the weak and the spineless to develop vertebrae in even exceptional times. I'll make this explicit. There should not be any Canadian involvement or support for this war whatsoever. And if you do support this war, I've got a bridge I'd like to sell you. Great rate and everything. Okay. Breathe out, breathe in. Let's get back to it. And I'm just mulling over how much time we've got. I think this is an appropriate track to throw to. This is the Gress Project with Run Baby Run on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Black nails on your front door. You still let the witch in. Smile like a cracked mirror. You keep staring, keep staring. You want a silver lining. I'm the smoke in your lungs. You're asking what I'm hiding. Every answer comes with fangs. Tongue. Don't be good, boy, I'm bad. Just leave on the shadow in your dreams. I'm the teeth behind the grin. Don't be good, boy, I'm bad. You don't want what's under my skin. My name though, like you, like a guillotine. You think you see a soft side, that's just how the trap shuts. You're reaching for my black heart, careful where you put those cuts. Don't be good, boy, I'm bad. Just leave from the shadow in your dreams. I'm the
a chance to run. That's a chance to run. Boy, I'm back.
Bathroom floor, when we thought we had the answer. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a debut single called Rainbow Weather by local kids entertainer Nikki Ray of Sunshine. The new song is a bilingual folk-pop celebration of nature's colors, from the dark night sky to bright rainbow hues. With a gentle message about everyday beauty and inclusion, the song reminds us, in chorus, look up, whenever it's rainbow weather, you'll see the colors are more beautiful together. Want to be highlighted next time? Completely release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Rainbow Weather by Nikki Ray on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Look up whenever there's rainbow weather. You'll see the colors are more beautiful together. Black is the shade of the night sky. The crescent moon shines white. From high, the great oak's trunk is brown. Clouds are gray before the rain.